Those are the ones I recommend. There are a couple other options, though. I don't want to leave making you think that my books are the only ones you can use. They aren't. A couple other options. Beginnings Publishing has a 2-year junior high school program. And it's more hands-on than mine. So if you like the hands-on stuff, you might actually like their junior high program better than my 2 junior high books. So you might want to look at them. They have a high school chemistry course, which is good, but it's definitely not for science-oriented students that are university-bound. It is not a good college prep chemistry book. It's good for someone who's not going on to college but wants to know chemistry. It's very good for that, but it's definitely not college preparatory. But their junior high school program I can recommend, regardless of whether the student's college-bound or not. That's in your notes, I think, as well, but that's their website. So that's another really good, this is made by a homeschool dad, he's a chemist, PhD chemist. Since he's a chemist, it's got to be good. So that's another good option. And then here's another option that's very interesting too. The In Your Home series. What's nice about this series is you could tailor it to be either college preparatory or not, depending on your student. So they have physical science in your home, high school biology in your home, high school chemistry in your home. It is a research-based series where most of the assignments are find out the answer to this. Now, there are experiments as well, and part of the experiment process is to find out the answer. But in the end, the students are tasked more on discovering these scientific principles on their own. If your student is not college-bound, you can basically just do the minimum that they require, and that's good enough. If your student's college-bound, they have some examples of open-ended things that you could go lots more in-depth on, and so you can tailor it so a college-bound student could go a lot more in-depth. So it's a very tailorable program, something you ought to look at. The author is Bridget Ardoin, and her website is scienceforhighschool.com. So those are a couple other options. Mine aren't the only good ones out there. Even at the high school level, there are some good other choices. Okay. Now, I talked a little bit about supplements way back there. Supplements are, nice review of the talk, right? The supplements are things that you do for your not science-oriented student if they get done with biology, chemistry, and physics early, or if you had to pull physics into the senior year. For your science-oriented students, the supplements are just extra. If you're doing this right and your student's in biology, they're not ready for chemistry yet because you should be doing biology with Algebra 1 so they don't have the algebra that they need for chemistry. So they can't just like sail through biology and start chemistry early. They won't be ready for it. So if the student gets done with biology early, let's say, then you might use some of these supplements. So these supplements are either to fill in or to fill in at the end of the year if the student's gotten done early.